My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 11th of October 2009 and the time is 7:10 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Hattie Moyes. I'm 22 and I'm from Hampton in the London Borough of Richmond.
And how are you feeling about going on the plinth this morning?
I'm really excited, but I'm quite nervous because I haven't really done anything like that before. But it should be good.
And have you been to the square whilst the project's been on at all and seen it in action?
Yeah, I have. It's been really interesting, the different types of people. The last time I came, there was a guy dressed as the Grim Reaper, which was a bit strange. But quite often people have just been sort of sitting down making stuff or just painting pictures or whatever.
And have you followed the project online at all?
Yeah. Before I started back at uni, I was working, and when I was meant to be working, I would sort of have it on in the background, the webcam, and watch it. And it's quite addictive to watch.
What are some of the things that have stood out for you?
I really liked the guy that reenacted the Hungry Caterpillar story. That was probably my favourite one. There was also a guy, he dressed up in army uniform and he had a plaque with like his family members that died in the war, and I thought that was quite nice because I just thought that was like a nice personal thing to do. And there was another woman who, I think she was on at like 3 a.m. and she just danced to like techno music the whole time. So yeah, it's really cool.
And having watched a little bit of it either in the square or online, how does it feel being on the other side as someone about to go up? Does it feel different now that you're here?
Yeah, it feels a bit surreal. Like, yeah, it's a bit strange. And also the fact that people might be watching you online, it's a bit weird, but yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
So if you think back to when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you want to take part?
I'm not really sure. It just sounded quite fun, because I knew that on the plinth it's always empty and they have different things, and I liked the statue of Alice and Lapper. Yeah, I thought that was really nice. And then I didn't really like the Pigeon Hotel before, but I thought it was really a really original idea, and I just thought it would be quite fun. And I just sort of entered, I didn't really think that I'd be picked, I just thought, well, that would be fun, but I wasn't too fussed. But I'm quite glad I have been now. But yeah.
And when you first heard that you did have a place, how did you react?
I was just like, oh. Really? I was just like, wow. And I was really excited. And then it said 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And I was like, oh dear, because I'm not really an early riser. But I figured it would be worth it. I wasn't going to change my place because I thought it'll be a moment in history. So yeah, I was really excited. Yeah.
And what is your take on the project? How have you viewed what the hour is about for each person? What's your understanding of what that hour is about?
I think it's just for whatever you want to do, really. And I think like the whole point is just to reflect sort of people in our society. And I think it's really nice that people have done loads of different stuff, because it's like, it keeps it interesting, and I don't know, it's just, I just think it's really fascinating, to be honest, what people come up with to do up there.
And from the things that you've seen, do you think that we've seen quite a snapshot of the people of Britain today? Do you think it's a fair representation?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the ones that stand out are the sort of more extreme, crazy ones. I mean, I think most people that apply have got to be slightly extroverted to want to go and stand on a plinth in the middle of Trafalgar Square where anyone can watch you. So maybe not a complete representation, because you're not going to get shy people, but Yeah, I think to an extent, definitely. Because some people have remained anonymous, haven't they? And so they just stand there and... Yeah.
And what's it been like for you deciding what to do for the hour? Have you had a lot of ideas or has it taken up a lot of thought?
Yeah, I haven't... I didn't have a clue because I didn't really want to just stand there because, I don't know, I've got like quite a short attention span, so if I just stood there, I'd probably just end up being like, I should do something. So yeah, I didn't really know what to do, so I set up a Facebook group and asked my friends, and they came up with lots of ideas, some not so suitable, but which helped. But then in the end, I got too many ideas, which sort of confused me even more. But like, and I asked my friends and family like off Facebook too. So, yeah.
And what is it that you've decided to do for the hour?
Well, I've decided that I'm going to just sort of have fun, because I don't know. Even though like I really want to go up there and do it, I sort of feel like I'm going to look a bit stupid. So, I sort of don't want to be. I don't want the attention to be completely on me, so I thought I'd do something that's interactive so people can join in. So I decided to just do a simple thing of just take a megaphone and just like play I Spy, and then do some like charades as well, which I mean, I am going to look stupid doing that, but so I just thought I'd keep it simple because like it's early in the morning, there's not going to be that many people anyway, and if I did something too, like, I don't know, too complicated, I'd probably freak myself out that I wasn't doing it right or whatever. So I just thought I'd keep it simple.
And do you have any expectations about how it will go?
Not really. I've been outside, there's not very many people. So I could just be playing with my mum. But hopefully there'll be some people to join in. But not really. I just hope that I sort of adjust to being high up quite quickly so the nerves go and yeah.
And what impact do you think you'll have by going and doing what you're doing?
I'm not sure. Probably not a lot. Probably annoying quite a few people. They're probably just minding their own business and I'm going, I spy. Yeah, I don't really know. I doubt it'll be a significant one.
And what about for yourself? Is there anything that you would personally like to gain from the whole experience?
To be honest, I'm quite looking forward to just going up there and seeing parts of London from a different view and just like knowing that only me and a few other people will have seen that. Maybe gain a bit of confidence as well. Because like, even though I talk a lot, I'm not really that confident, so maybe that'll help.
And have you ever done anything in a similar vein before, like putting yourself in front of people, or is this a bit out of the norm?
The only thing before would be like raising money for charity. Not the last comic relief, the one before. I dressed up as a big red nose and walked around uni. So everyone's going to look then. So that's pretty much the only thing that I've done sort of similar.
And are you at university at the moment?
Yeah, I've just started a master's degree in forensic psychology. I've only started last Monday, so it's like really hard to readjust to using my brain again.
What was your degree in?
Psychology before.
And what's your course now then? Is that a year long?
Yeah, it's like an intense year long degree. Yeah, it's so much hard work already. Like I'm in at the moment, like they want you to do a module in 2 weeks and I'm just like, okay, my brain hasn't switched on, and then it's all right, just it's until next September. But it's really interesting.
And what is it about that subject? How did you discover that and decide you wanted to do that?
Well, my undergraduate degree, we did a forensic module and I really liked it. And then I did some work experience and that like, confirmed that I liked it and I wanted to do it. So, yeah, that's why.
And what kinds of things did you do in your work experience? It sounds like something off the TV to me, which is why I
Yeah, like Steve Johnston in Waking the Dead, yeah. I worked at a criminal law firm I did work experience there for a bit, and so I got to see all the different types of crimes that people commit, and I met most of the defendants, so I sort of got an idea of what they were like, and some of them why they did it, and others were in denial, and I got to go to court and see how it works, and it was all really dramatic. It was really fun. I did that, and then I'm a volunteer for offenders in the community, which is basically people who have just been let out of prison and they don't want to offend anymore, so you try and like help them get jobs and stuff, but I've only met one so far because they're not like very reliable. And I also volunteer with just with people with mental health problems as well, because quite a lot of prisoners have mental health problems, so it's quite relevant.
And what is it about, you must meet a lot of interesting people,
What do you get out of it? Like understanding, really, like that was sort of, because you sort of hear people do stuff and you just think, how can they do that? But when you meet them, like you don't agree with what they've done, but you can sort of see where they're coming from in a weird way. So yeah, just to gain a bit of understanding and to sort of like stop it from happening again, really, because it affects everyone and you don't want to, you know, live in fear.
And what is it like trying to understand what people have done? It must be quite an odd situation.
Like sometimes it can be really hard work if they're not cooperative and if they're in denial as well. But quite a few of them were quite open about what they'd done and why they'd done it. So it was quite simple. I mean, quite a lot of the people I met it was only like a small sample, but quite a lot of them were influenced by drugs. But yeah, but then it just like raises more questions, really. So,
and how
yeah.
does it How do you switch off from it?
Yeah, pretty much, most of it. The only thing this week we had a lecture from the former head of forensic science in the UK, and he showed us some pictures of dead bodies, and one of them I can still see really clearly in my head. Like everything else I can, like we talk about really like horrible stuff, like violent murders and like sex offenders and paedophiles and stuff, and it's really horrible, but I don't know, as soon as I come out I just sort of forget about it. I mean, obviously I have to do work on it, but this, well, I won't describe the picture because it's not very nice, but this one picture I can still see it really clearly in my head, and that's the only thing I can't really shake off.
And what is it then that you would hope to do?
I'd like to either work sort of helping the police, sort of like identifying criminals and why they did it. That would be my ideal job, but apparently that's really hard and that's not like a common job. or if not, work in a sort of like a secure hospital and try and like rehabilitate people.
And where did your interest in this field first come from?
Because
it sounds like one of those jobs that you don't think that's what I want to do.
Yeah, not really. Yeah.
How did you discover and decide that that's what you were interested in?
Well, yeah, just like from uni, really, doing it because I liked my degree and I wanted to use it because I found it really interesting. Because like I don't want to do a job just for the money because it's just boring. And I don't know, when I first like learned about it, I thought, oh, that sounds like really interesting. And then I just sort of looked into it, and like it seems quite challenging, and I do think I probably should have given myself an easier life, but I don't know, I just find it really interesting. And if you can do like something small to like even like stop people doing it, even if it's one person, it's, you know, it's like, it's a good thing, I suppose.
And how about outside of your studies, what are some of your interests?
I'm quite sporty. I play netball for a netball club. I like to go swimming. And when the weather's nice, I like to play tennis. Oh, and I started running as well. So I used to work for a running shop. And so everyone's like really into it, and so it sort of rubs off on you somehow. I don't really like it, but afterwards you feel really good. I'm also really into art, which is like one of the reasons I did this. Like when I was little, I always wanted to be an artist, but my A-levels were like, I don't know, my teachers made it such hard work, I sort of lost the enjoyment a bit, so I just thought I'd keep it as a hobby. But I like going to galleries quite a lot. Like my favourite to the Portrait Gallery and Tate Modern. But actually, I went to the Portrait Gallery a few weeks ago, but I haven't really been for a while.
What are the things that are important to you in your life at
the moment? I suppose like my family, my friends. It's quite weird because I went to uni for 3 years, like in Southampton, and so like you have friends then, and you only see your home friends when you come home in the holiday. So it's quite nice that me and all my home friends, we're all finished now, and so we spend quite a lot of time together, which is really nice. And yeah, I like going out and dancing, maybe a bit of drinking as well. them, and just like, I don't know, because my family's been quite unlucky with like the health in the past year or so. So it's quite like, I don't know, I found that you sort of take your health and your family for granted until something happens, and then you say, oh crap, you know. So I suppose, yeah, I mean, they always were important, but it's sort of, it's more on your mind.
And what have your friends and your family's reactions been to you getting this spot on the plane?
They've all been really positive about it. Like, they're really excited. My brother, he's very lazy, but he reckons that he's going to come and watch me at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, so we'll see if that happens. Yeah, my friends have all been like really positive, and some of them, not necessarily my closest friends, they've been like really like into it, and they're just like, when are you going on? What are you doing? Why don't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Which is quite cool. Although people have said they'll come and watch, but I really don't think they will. But yeah, and even like my hairdressers are like, oh, I'll watch you on the internet and stuff. Like, everyone seems to know about it, which is really cool.
And are you able to put into words what the opportunity means to you to be one of 2,400 people able to do this?
I don't know, really. I just feel really lucky. I mean, I know it's like chosen randomly, but I think I'll always remember it, and I can be like, I was one of the few people that got to stand on the plinth in Trafalgar Square. I don't know, I feel really lucky to like do it, so I want to try and make the most of it, but yeah, I think it's really cool.
And then finally, just thinking back to your profile on the website, you mm-hmm. asked for 3 words that describe you. Do you remember what you?
Well, I didn't really know what to put. So at the beginning, I just put something about that I wasn't going to jump off because I thought I was being funny, but I don't think it really is. Because I didn't really know what to say, and I was like, oh, I'll go back and change it, and then I never did. Because I was like, because some people have like sort of written like a little diary, and I was going to do that, but I never got around to it.
And what are the main things that you would say about yourself?
I think I'm generally quite a happy person. like, stuff doesn't really get me down that much. I'm always quite positive in my outlook. If someone's like, oh, come on, blah, 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 I'm like, well, it could be worse. So I'd say, yeah, I'm quite happy and optimistic. What else? I don't really know. I like having fun. I don't really take myself too seriously either. And I tend to, I don't know why, if I don't know what to say, I tend to giggle, which is all right, but then people start to notice, which is a bit embarrassing. So, I don't really know. I just, maybe that I'm just like a happy, easygoing person. I'm more relaxed than I used to be as well. That's about it, I think.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about or add to the interview that we might not have asked you about?
I don't think so. I can't really think of anything.